Welcome to Zikhu Dafsim Mani Member by Avram Gold and here Mesechus Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Hey, the fourth parak, Rabbi Yishmael. The Zikhu Mesechus Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated. Azekhin Nishmas, Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Al Vasham, and Azekhin Nishmas, his son, Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Al Vasham. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Zunin said to Rabbi Akiva, both you and I know there's nothing to idolatry, but why do people enter a pagan temple with broken limbs and leave healed? Rabbi Akiva responded with a mashal of someone with whom everyone would leave deposits without aiding, and one person would always leave deposits with aiding, but one time left something with him without aiding. The shomer's wife suggested denying having received the item and keeping it, but the shomer replied, just because this fool acted improperly, we should destroy our trustworthiness? Similarly, any yisurin, any sufferings decreed upon a person are sworn to depart at a particular moment and keep true to their oaths, even if the sufferer entered a pagan temple at that moment. Rav Yehuda was asked to explain an idol which appeared in dreams during a drought, demanding human sacrifice to make a rain, and after the sacrifice, it would indeed rain. He quoted Rav darshaning a pasuk about idols, Asher chalak Hashem elkecha osim l'kol ha'amim, which Hashem your God is apportioned to them. Melamed shehachalikam bedvarim kedei l'tor demin olam. This teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu smoothed the way for idolaters to slip with meaningless words which enable them to believe in their idols. Point number two, the next Mishnah permits buying the contents of a wine press, where grapes are crushed by foot, from an akum. And it cannot become yain nesach until it descends into the pit. Once it descends into the pit, the juice in the pit is prohibited, but the juice remaining in the treading area remains permitted. The Mishnah continues, Dorchin ima ovid kochavim bagas. One may tread with an idolater in the winepress, and there's no concern he's being paid working with a prohibited substance, since the juice is still permitted. There's also no concern of causing tumah to chulin in Eretz Yisrael, because the grapes became tamei when the akum began trampling them. However, it is prohibited to harvest grapes with an akum, since the juice placing them in the treading area will cause their becoming tamei. The Mishnah prohibits harvesting or treading grapes with a Yisrael who processes his wine in a state of tumah because he cannot assist his sinful actions in any way, as opposed to assisting an akum who is not prohibited from being metame food. Still, he may help the sinful Yisrael transport barrels to and from the wine press, which is a separate activity. And point number three, Rav Huna says, Yain kevin shehiskel rimashech osin yain nesach. Once wine begins to flow down the treading basin, it can become yain nesach. Our Mishnah disagrees, since it states that once the press juice descends into the pit, only the juice in the pit is prohibited, but the juice remaining in the treading basin remains permitted. Rav Huna answers that our Mishnah reflects the Mishnah Rishona, original teaching, whereas his own ruling reflects the Mishnah Achrona, the final teaching. Abraisa elaborates that originally it was permitted to tread grapes with an akum, without concern that it can become yain nesach, but later they taught it is prohibited to tread grapes with an akum because it can become yain nesach as soon as it starts to flow down the basin. The Braisa teaches that they additionally retracted and permitted being metame chulin in Eretz Yisrael, and one may therefore harvest grapes together with an akum. However, it's still prohibited to harvest or tread grapes with the Yisrael who processes wine and tumah because a portion of it must be made truma, which is biblically prohibited to be metame. So once again, the three points are, number one, Zunin said to Rabbi Akiva, both you and I know there's nothing to idolatry, but why do people enter a pagan temple with broken limbs and leave healed? Rabbi Akiva responded with a mashal of someone with whom everyone would leave deposits without aiding, and one person would always leave deposits with aiding, but one time left something with him without aiding. The shomer's wife suggested denying having received the item and keeping it, but the shomer replied, just because this fool acted improperly, we should destroy our trustworthiness? Similarly, any yisurin, any sufferings decreed upon a person are sworn to depart at a particular moment and keep true to their oaths, even if the sufferer entered a pagan temple at that moment. Rav Yehuda was asked to explain an idol which appeared in dreams during a drought, demanding human sacrifice to make a rain, and after the sacrifice, it would indeed rain. He quoted Rav darshaning a pasuk about idols, Asher chalak Hashem elkecha osim l'kol ha'amim, which Hashem your God is apportioned to them. Melamed shehachalikam bedvarim kedei l'tor demin olam. This teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu smoothed the way for idolaters to slip with meaningless words which enable them to believe in their idols. Point number two, the next Mishnah permits buying the contents of a wine press, where grapes are crushed by foot, from an akum. And it cannot become yain nesach until it descends into the pit. Once it descends into the pit, the juice in the pit is prohibited, but the juice remaining in the treading area remains permitted. The Mishnah continues, Dorchin ima ovid kochavim bagas. One may tread with an idolater in the winepress, and there's no concern he's being paid working with a prohibited substance, since the juice is still permitted. There's also no concern of causing Tumah Tehillim in Eretz Yisrael because the grapes became tummy when the Akum began trampling them. However, it is prohibited to harvest grapes with an Akum since the Jews placing them in the treading area will cause their becoming tummy. The Mishnah prohibits harvesting or treading grapes with a Yisrael who processes his wine in a state of Tumah because he cannot assist his sinful actions in any way, as opposed to assisting an Akum who is not prohibited from being metame food. Still, he may help the sinful Yisrael transport barrels to and from the wine press, which is a separate activity. And point number 3, Rav Huna says, Yain kevin shehischu rimashech osin yain nesach. Once wine begins to flow down the treading basin, it can become yain nesach. Our Mishnah disagrees since it states that once the press juice descends into the pit, only the juice in the pit is prohibited, but the juice remaining in the treading basin remains permitted. Rav Huna answers that our Mishnah reflects the Mishnah Rishona, original teaching, whereas his own ruling reflects the Mishnah Achrona, the final teaching. Abraisa elaborates that originally it was permitted to tread grapes with an akum without concern that it can become yain nesach, but later they taught it is prohibited to tread grapes with an akum because it can become yain nesach as soon as it starts to flow down the basin. The Braisa teaches that they additionally retracted and permitted being metame chulin in Eretz Yisrael, and one may therefore harvest grapes together with an akum. However, it's still prohibited to harvest or tread grapes with the Yisrael who processes wine and tumah because a portion of it must be made truma, which is biblically prohibited to be metame. All right, so now we go to our siman daf nun hey, and our standard siman is a speed limit sign of 55 miles per hour. So here goes. The idolater who was speeding over the 55 mile per hour speed limit and thought it was his prayers to his idol that got him off the hook, when really the cop would have let him go either way, was running late for his job at the wine press to tread grapes with a Yisrael, but didn't realize that when he got there, they wouldn't let him because the wine can become yain nesach as soon as it starts to flow. Once again, slow motion. The idolater who was speeding over the 55 mile per hour speed limit, 55, that must move on duff, nun hey. So the idolater who was speeding over the 55 mile per hour speed limit and thought it was his prayers to his idol that got him off the hook, when really the cop would have let him go either way, which reminds us, Zunin said to Rabbi Akiva, both you and I know there's nothing to idolatry, but why do people enter a pagan temple with broken limbs and leave healed? Rabbi Akiva responded, any Isurin, any sufferings decreed upon a person are sworn to depart at a particular moment and keep true to their oaths, even if the sufferer entered a pagan temple at that moment. So the idolater who was speeding over the 55 mile per hour speed limit and thought it was his prayers to his idol that got him off the hook, when really the cop would have let him go either way, was running late for his job at the wine press to tread grapes with a Yisrael, which reminds us the next Mishnah permits buying the contents of a wine press where grapes are crushed by foot from an akum. Ve'ena osa yain nesach adjiyar labor, and it cannot become yain nesach until it descends into the pit. Once it descends into the pit, the juice in the pit is prohibited, but the juice remaining in the treading area remains permitted. The Mishnah continues, Dorchim imah avod kochavim bagas. One may tread with an idolater in the wine press, and there's no concern he's being paid for working with a prohibited substance since the juice is still permitted. So the idolater who was speeding over the 55 mile per hour speed limit and thought it was his prayers to his idol that got him off the hook, when really the cop would have let him go either way, was running late for his job at the wine press to tread grapes with a Yisrael, but didn't realize that when he got there, they wouldn't let him because the wine can become yain nesach as soon as it starts to flow, which reminds us, Rav Huna says, Yain kevin shehischu rimashech osi yain nesach. Once wine begins to flow down the treading basin, it can become yain nesach. Abraisa elaborates that originally it was permitted to tread grapes with an akum without concern that it can become yain nesach, but later they thought it is prohibited to tread grapes with an akum because it can become yain nesach as soon as it starts to flow down the basin. So once again, the idolater who was speeding over the 55 mile per hour speed limit and thought it was his prayers to his idol that got him off the hook, when really a cop would have let him go either way, was running late for his job at the wine press to tread grapes with the Yisrael, but didn't realize that when he got there, they wouldn't let him because the wine can become yain nesach as soon as it starts to flow. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara. Daf Nun Alf. So the Simmer Daf Nun Alf is beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The men in beaver pelt hats worshipping a beaver-shaped idol. Beaver? That must be on Daf Nun Alf. Gnaw. The men in beaver pelt hats worshipping a beaver-shaped idol. One by breaking sticks in front of it, whose sticks became usur, and one by throwing sticks at it, whose sticks remained permitted, which reminds us. On the previous Daf, Rav Huda quoted Rav saying regarding an idol which is worshipped with a stick, as Rashi explains through shaking it, Shibur Mekel Befaneo Chayev. If he broke a stick before it, he's Chayev. Zark Mekel Befaneo Pater. If he threw a stick before it, he's Pater. Rav explains that breaking the stick is Ke'en Zvicha. It's similar to Shechting, a carbon in the Mikdash, but throwing the stick is not Ke'en Zrika, similar to throwing blood on the Mizbech, because we need Zrika HaMishtaberes, throwing where the item breaks apart, and this stick does not. So the men in beaver pelt hats worshipping a beaver-shaped idol, one by breaking sticks in front of it, whose sticks became usur, and one by throwing sticks at it, whose sticks remained permitted, watch as a man offered a beaver missing a leg, who was putter, which reminds us the Gemara discusses slaughtering a balas mum for avodah zorah. Rav explains this cannot refer to minor blemishes, such as doking shiba'ayin, a cataract in the eye, since a ben noach may bring such an animal as a carbon on his private bama. Rather, it refers to mechuser aver, an animal missing a limb, which is disqualified as a carbon even from b'nei noach. So the men in beaver pelt hats worshipping a beaver-shaped idol, one by breaking sticks in front of it, whose sticks became usur, and one by throwing sticks at it, whose sticks remained permitted, watch as a man offered a beaver missing a leg, who was putter, and were shocked when a rabbi came by and grabbed the handkerchief on top of the idol and used it for himself, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Matzah Barosha Maus Ksusa Kelim, if he found on top of Markulis coins, a garment, or utensils, they're permitted in benefit because they were not placed there to decorate the idol. Daf Nun Beis. So the Siman Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit who was liquidating his Avodah Zorah store and selling off the Avodah Zorahs he created since they were never worshipped and not Aser Bahana, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas if an idol becomes forbidden when it's made or worshipped and the difference if it's a Jew's idol or an Akum's idol. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit who was liquidating his Avodah Zorah store and selling off the Avodah Zorahs he created since they were never worshipped and not Aser Bahana, but wasn't allowed to sell the stones from Beis Chonyo to the Gizbar for the Mikdash, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi ben Shul asked the Rebbe, Kelei Sheshimshu Behen BeBeis Chonyo, utensils which were used for service in Chonyo's temple, may they be used in the Beis of Mikdash, assuming Beis Chonyo was not an idolatrous temple? Kohanim who served in Beis Chonyo cannot serve in the Mikdash. Does this penalty only apply to Kohanim, the B'nai Deyaninu, who are intelligent beings and should not have served there, or does the penalty even include utensils? Rebbe replied that they are forbidden to be used. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit who was liquidating his Avodah Zorah store and selling off the Avodah Zorahs he created since they were never worshipped and not Aser Bahana, but wasn't allowed to sell the stones from Beis Chonyo to the Gizbar for the Mikdash, tried to get a bittul for an idol that was jointly owned by a Jew and an idolater, but was unsuccessful, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the bittul of Avodah Zorah owned jointly by a Jew and an idolater. Rebbe initially held Yisrael Daita de Obed Kochavim Palach. The Jew only serves the idol according to his partner, the idolater's mindset. So when the Akum nullifies his own share, the Jew's share becomes bittul as well. However, in his older years, Rebbe held Yisrael Daita de Nafshe Palach. The Jew worships the idol according to his own mindset, so his share can never be nullified. Two more versions of this discussion are presented. Daf Nun Gimel. So the Simran Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince, that must be on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince who was Mavatla's idol when he sold it to a Jewish smelter, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if selling an idol nullifies it. Rav Yochan and Rav argue. One says, Machlokas Betzorif Ovid Kochavim. The dispute in the Mishnah is about an idol sold to an idol-worshipping smelter, where the seller may assume the buyer will continue to worship it, of a Betzorif Yisrael, but where he sold it to a Jewish smelter. Everyone agrees it is batal, because the Jewish buyer will likely smash it. The other says, Machlokas is where it was sold to a Jewish smelter, because the seller may assume the Jew will sell the valuable idol to another idolater. The Gemara asks if this opinion holds that where it was sold to an Akum, all agree it is not batal, or that they argue about both. The question is not resolved. So the Nigerian prince who was Mavatla's idol when he sold it to a Jewish smelter rushed to bow down first to a brick a Jew had just stood up to worship, which reminds us, Rav said, Yisrael shezikef levenu ishtachmosla. If Yisrael stood up a brick to bow down to it, and an Akum came beforehand and bowed down to it, he is prohibited as a Jew's idol, although it's not his. The Akum is acting in the Jew's shlichus. So the Nigerian prince, who was Mavatla's idol when he sold it to a Jewish smelter, rushed to bow down first to a brick a Jew had just stood up to worship, while his warriors abandoned their idol in a time of peace, which meant it was nullified and permitted, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states regarding an idol whose worshippers abandoned it, B'shas Shalom, if they did so in a time of peace and willingly abandoned the idol, it's nullified and permitted, but if they abandoned it B'shas Mochama during a time of war, it remains prohibited since they did not willingly abandon it when they fled. Rav said that Beis Nimrod, Nimrod's building referring to Migdal Bavel, built under Nimrod's rule, is like an idol which was abandoned B'shas Shalom. Daf Nun Dalet. So the Siman Daf Nun Dalet is noodles. So here goes. The man who was forced in public to bow down to a cow by a man with a whip made of noodles. Noodles? That must move on Daf Nun Dalet. The man who was forced in public to bow down to a cow by a man with a whip made of noodles, making the cow Aser, which reminds us, a braisa defines ne'avad, a worshipped animal which is disqualified as a carbon. Kosher obdin oso ben b'shogin ben b'mezid, any animal that people worship whether unintentionally or intentionally, ben b'onus ben b'ratzon, whether against the will or willingly. Rami Bar Chaim explains the case of onus that Gentiles coerce someone to bow down to his own animal, and the Gemara clarifies that it was done in public. So the man who was forced in public to bow down to a cow made by a man with a whip made of noodles, making the cow Aser, washes his friend poured a pot of noodles as a libation before another cow, making it Aser as well, which reminds us, the Gemara offers another explanation of the Braisa that an animal becomes prohibited, ba'ones, kagon shenisech la'yayin ben karneha, the cases where he poured wine between the animal's horns as a libation of worship to the animal, David ba'mais, because he didn't act in it. This agrees with Rabbi Yochanan's statement that even though they said that one who bows down to his fellow's animal doesn't prohibit it, if he didn't act in it, he does prohibit it. So the man who was forced in public to bow down to a cow by a man with a whip made of noodles, making the cow Aser, watched as his friend poured a pot of noodles as a libation before another cow, making it Aser as well. As the rabbi explained to a goy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't destroy all the idols, so he shouldn't destroy the world because of the fools, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, philosophers asked the sages in Rome, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want an idol, Lama Einu Mevatel, why does he not get rid of it? They replied that if people would only worship items which the world doesn't need, he would get rid of it. However, people worship the sun, the moon, the stars, and constellations. Ya'abed olamo mifnei hashotim, should he destroy his world because of the fools? All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is of sor of chulin and truma, which fell into dough and then leavened it? That's on duff. Memtes. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss when an animal worshipped by onus is prohibited? That's on daf. Nundalad. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn why idols may appear to heal people? That's on daf. Nunhei. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss if selling an idol nullifies it and the nafka mina if it's sold to a Jewish smelter or a non-Jewish smelter? That's on daf. Nun Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is of Markuli stones which were removed to pave streets? That's on Duff. Nun. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss harvesting and treading grapes with an akum? That's on Duff. Nun Hey. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you discuss the bittul of Avodah Zorah owned jointly by a Jew and an idolater? That's on Duff. Nun Beis. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is of shavings of an asherah which were shaved off for the asherah's needs? That's on duff. Memtes. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you learn that originally it was permitted to tread grapes with an akum, but later they prohibited it because it can become yain nesach as soon as it starts to flow down the basin? That's on duff. Nun hey. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you discuss the difference between doing things to preserve a tree's health versus strengthening the tree regarding Shemitah and Chol Hamoed? That's on daf. Nun. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.